Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is someone sleeping in the parking lot? You got Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and I have been vigilant and saying, you know what? Someone is squatting in our parking lot. Okay, we've been talking about this. I even mentioned our buddy down the hall here at Kiss FM, DZ, and I were both like, dude, did you see that car when you pulled in? Yeah, it's really dark and it's parked in the corner. What are we doing? Should we go up to it? I was like, I don't know if I want to go up to that thing. I mean, I took a picture. I snapped myself with my headlights pointed at this thing. And I'm like, this is as close as I'm getting. Because I don't know if this thing is, you know, if there's someone in there. Or there's, someone kind of using our parking lot to sleep.
It's an open lot. It's kind of a wooded area. I mean, there's times in the morning that I'll call Radar and I won't even go into the radio station until I have him go outside because there's a car there. And I don't know, is it a part-timer? Like, who is it?
Well, we do have an answer, apparently, for the car. And I'm a little disappointed, I'll have to say, because I really wanted this investigation to continue.
I wouldn't be disappointed. I'm thrilled that we know who has the car.
Floating around here, I see our promo guy, Jack, walking around. And I'm like, hey, man, I want to grab you real quick. Whose car is in the corner over here? It's really dark. Every time I pulled up, the last three, 4 days, I pulled up. And this car is there, and DZ and I are kind of like going, dude, should we go investigate? Should we go investigate? And Jack, do you have an answer for us?
I am the hobo.
That's you? It's your car?
Yes, it is.
Wait, but I thought your car was parked in another spot on the lot.
No, I usually just park it right there.
You moved in the back?
Yep.
Right there in the corner?
Right by the trash where it belongs right
now. Oh my God, Jack. Oh my God.
So why was it parked here for like the last 3-4 days?
Yeah,
so
like overnight, like for a long
time.
That's
what I mean. I pull in and I go, okay, this car's back.
I was actually up doing the NFL draft, so I got to drive
for
the
our sports station.
Car. Yep.
Oh yeah, that's why he was here. Okay.
So that's why the hobo.
That's why the car was here overnight.
The ghost car.
But there, that is a blacked out car. Like you can't even see in those. Is that legal? Like you have some.
It's legal.
Okay. I'm like, you can't even see into that car.
That's why I was afraid to walk up to it. I'm like, I don't know. And we got all freaked out here. But I'm glad you were here to let us know.
Thank you.
It's your car. You're good to go. Were you sleeping in it?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
It is being fixed. This week.
Okay, wait, now, speaking of sleeping, though, you guys had a whole group up there for the NFL draft, and we know that our big boss was asking to stay at my Airbnb, and I'm like, I don't have room for anybody else. Like, what's the plan? Where did you guys all end up staying when you were up there all those days for the draft?
Luckily, I have parents that love me and that still allow me back into their home, and so I stayed in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
So you guys did the drive to your parents' house?
I did the hour drive back and the hour drive forward.
And what was the best part of the NFL draft? Since you were up there helping with the Mason Crosby show and Sparky show.
So many things, but I'd have to say Jordy Nelson, it's good to know he's just a genuine human being.
You were hanging out with Jordy?
Midwest guy. He's
secretly
cool.
Was hanging out in the tent with all these Packer fans that had no idea it was him until Mason was like, hey, I gotta have Jordy come on the show now. And everyone was like, holy crap!
Oh my God!
Oh, is that who that is?
That's amazing!
That's awesome.
And so, and what was he saying about being back in Green Bay?
He said that he, missed it. He actually was 10 minutes late, and he claimed he got a little lost from the hotel. So
how did you get lost in Green Bay?
To get there?
there were 600,000 people.
I suppose.
Over there.
Yeah, there's a few.
Wait,
people.
But he also lived there for a very, very long time.
It wasn't Jordy's fault. Someone put in the destination as the pickup and the pickup as the destination.
Okay, got you. But he got there in time. I mean, 10 minutes late, but he got there.
Yeah. And okay. We did everything.
Why didn't you offer your parents' house to
Jordy?
Him crash?
Yeah.
I did offer it to Mitch Thunder Nellis, but he had a couch to sleep on. So he's.
What couch was he sleeping on?
I have no idea.
Oh. I don't know if we want to know about that. Well, we do know the answer to the mystery of your car in the corner, at least.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.